down from your porch there, how do you get up on your porch?
Got steps out there, concrete steps.
Well, those concrete ones just don't go, do they? Where and where?
If I could live as long as this, I'd be pretty old man.
What did your, well, what would you call that thing over there leaning on the wall?
What, that broom?
Yeah. Where did your, you ever hear that called a broom?
A what?
A broom.
Well, that's pretty near what we call them. B-R-O-O-M.
Yeah, some people call them brooms, some people call them brooms. Where'd your wife keep the broom?
Generally in there behind that door. She had a place up there, it's a little clamp that slipped the handle up here there and hang it out.
And did she have any special chores that she did on Monday and Tuesday?
She worked all the time, she's able to.
Yeah.
I'd get so mad at her. We'd work all the time when I didn't have time to work for Renegade Rent. But when I was a young fella, I worked. I mean, it wasn't by the hour, it was by the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes to 10 o'clock to get a certain job done that night, why, we're done here.
What did your mother say she did in the morning when she made the beds and, oh, picked things up around the house, did things like that?
Well, she'd say, I'll make up the bed, straighten up the house. That's about all right, baby.
Mm-hmm. Did she have any special chores on Monday and Tuesday?
Let me see. No, I believe Friday was her wash day.
Mm-hmm. And she washed the clothes then?
Yeah. And that was a rough day. Them days, you know, you had to do it with that old washboard.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used one of those. They certainly beat knuckles though, don't they?
Yeah. You gotta watch them knuckles though to get a little rough on them.
Yeah. She do anything with the clothes after she washed them? Well, if she rubbed them and got them soapy?
Well, she'd give them, sometimes there's a little rough. She'd give them, go through two suds with them.
Mm-hmm.
But there, she'd generally put them in there with warm water, you know, and then rub them out pretty good. In them days, and that's mother I'm talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
She'd throw them in we had a big kettle, you know, about 25 or 30 gallons, throw them in there and boil them, put soap and stuff in there. You boil them and take you something like a broom handle or a mop handle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Punch them down. Go punch the clothes, kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you punch them clothes down and shake them around, and then take them out and run them through another set, and then rinse them. Then put them through what they call blowing water. They didn't have that there. It was about for like blue cheer they've got now. They didn't know what that was. Lye soap's all they don't use then.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we used to use bluing for ink.
Yeah.
Came in a little bottle. Worked pretty well, but you could sure tell it. Had a very peculiar color. Did your mother iron any of the clothes?
Oh, yeah. She'd starch what had to be, what was supposed to be starch, she'd starch them and iron them.
Did she have anything special to carry her clothes to the place that she hung them up?